Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing to you. Ya Allah, grant me anything that is most pleasing to you.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There was a fire worshipper who lived in Bukhara. One day, he was walking through a Muslim marketplace along with his son. His son began to eat something publicly. Seeing his son eating, he slapped him and scolded him. "Aren't you ashamed of eating in the Muslims' marketplace in Ramadan?" His son replied, "But father, you also eat in Ramadan, don't you?" The father replied, "I don't eat in front of the Muslims. I eat at home where they can't see me. I don't desecrate the holy month of Ramadan." After some time, the fire worshipper died. Someone had a dream in which he saw the deceased taking a stroll in heaven. Amazed, the dreaming person asked, "You were a fire worshipper. How did you get into heaven?" He replied, "You are right. I was a fire worshipper, but at the time of death, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed me with faith for honoring Ramadan and granted me heaven after death." Dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see? Allah Azza wa Jal not only blessed a fire worshipper with the faith of honoring Ramadan, but also granted him eternal blessings of the paradise. All those heedless brothers who don't honor Ramadan at all, despite being Muslims, should learn some lessons from this parable. They do not fast, dare to smoke cigarettes and chew pan in front of fasting Muslims. And some are so shameless that they even eat and drink publicly. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.